Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for the day of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done to restore us back to the original intention. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You made us to fellowship with you as we saw in Adam, and it was all in the seventh day. It was a period of time. And thank you, Lord, because of your great love and your working to bring us back. Thank you that we can enter the Sabbath rest and cease from our own labors into the perfection and the beauty and the completeness of this wonderful new covenant where you promised to start a work and complete it. Never leave us or forsake us, because we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom. We are your church of the firstborn, whose names are registered in heaven, and you lead us on a daily basis. So we're working together with you now, and we appreciate that. Have your way, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your kingdom come. Hallowed be thy name. Your will be done. And thank you as we get our daily bread now, Lord. Thank you. We're developing on schedule and being all that you made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1 and 2. Working together with him, we strongly urge you not to receive God's grace in vain by turning away from sound doctrine and his merciful kindness. For he says, at the acceptable time, the time of grace, I listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Amen. I love that. Behold, it's look and see, you know. And where are you going to see this if you're not looking to the Lord? When you're looking to the Lord, that's when revelation comes, like when Peter, when the Lord said, who do you say that I am? And that's where we got to look. And to look to the Lord is the word that became flesh. We look into the word, and then the word opens up to us the wonderful treasures of what was promised and what has now been made available in Christ Jesus. I so love the Old Testament, Psalm 118. It's speaking there about the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and that's Jesus. And here we can just see in our morning's readings, go back to what we shared last week. I mean, just before this, it says, he who knew no sin became sin, so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that's the day of salvation. That's what brought about the day of salvation. Jesus came as a baby, as a son, and he became sin. And on the cross, he says, forgive them because they don't know what they do. And then we see him quote Psalm 22 there. My God, why did you forsake me? And that was saying that everything that was written there in the psalm is about to take place. And those that knew the prophecies could look and they see, yuck, it's exactly as it was written. Here he is. You can see his bones. They have pierced his hands and his feet. They are separating his garments, and then they're casting lots for this one valuable piece of dressing. But the beautiful reality, what we can look in when we know that has happened, he became sin. And to us to see now the righteousness that's available, you can start looking at Psalm 22 from verse 21. You have answered me. And then you see all the blessings of what this new day has brought, this day of salvation has brought. The stone that was rejected by the builders, remember, he wanted to gather them like a hen would gather his chicks, but they wouldn't have it. Praise God. When we recognize Jesus and we accept him as Lord and Savior, we enter into the family and we are like the chicks gathered. That is now more than just being gathered. We've been trained up. Salvation in this day is walking with the Lord and looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, and growing up like the chicks would grow up with their mother hen. We grow up with the Lord. In him, we find life and life in abundance. He's working in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So that salvation is walking in the footsteps of Jesus, with Jesus, in obedience and on a daily dedication. This is a covenant of total commitment. He's given 100%. We give 100%. And that's how it works. And now is the acceptable time. You see, when we realize we need help, sin gives pleasure for a season. But when we realize, hey, we don't like this, this is not what we were made for, and we're looking for escape, we're looking for answers, and that's when we wake up to Jesus. That's when the Spirit of God that convicts the world outside of Jesus of sin, because they don't believe in Jesus, of judgment, because the devil has been judged, and of righteousness, because Jesus is reigning now to bring about righteousness. He became sin so we can become the righteousness of God. And once we've come to that place and realize we need help, and we need help from God, we can't do it under the law, we can't do it by ourselves, no one can help us but the Lord Jesus, and we call on him. That's when the Spirit comes. Jesus comes, sets us free from the Spirit working sons of disobedience, and that's when we receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has got one purpose for the bride, for the body, for the people that's come out of darkness, is to lead us into righteousness, lead us into the rights, into the plan, into the goodness that God has got in store for us. We lost it in Adam. We lost the Sabbath day, but now we've been restored. We enter into the Sabbath day and walking together with the Lord. And that's what it's, and ceasing from our own works. We're entering into all that originally was made for us, that was predestined for us. He now calls us, and he now leads us, justifies us, and then it's glorification. So it's a wonderful walking together, working together with the Lord. The grace of God is not in vain. It is to our gain. And the grace of God, what's the grace of God? Our sufficiency. The heart of God for his children, the heart of God for each and every one, the unique destiny for each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.